Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the team. 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Time now to open up the Junkies Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Cakes is going to be staying up late tonight to watch the women play in the Final Four in Cleveland. First game's at 7, supposed to be at 7, probably tip off at 7:20. NC State, South Carolina. South Carolina's 11.5-point favorite. Total is about 140. They're minus 1,300 on the money line.
Ooh, that sounds like a bet I might make.
South Carolina.
A big, stupid bet.
Yeah, just put your entire account on South Carolina just to win.
I might. You never know.
And they're 36-0 and number one overall seed. The second game will probably tip off, I don't know, 9:30-ish. UConn, Iowa. And yes, Cakes will stay up to watch that as well.
Every last second.
Iowa lays 2.5, totals 162.5. The last time that Paige Becker is the stud for UConn and Caitlin Clark played against each other, I think, was when they were freshmen a couple of years ago, and UConn won that game. But I was a slight favorite, 2.5, 162.5 is your total. Women's Final Four, men's Final Four on Saturday.
Isn't part of the storyline, too, that UConn was where Caitlin Clark wanted to go, but they didn't recruit her?
I hadn't known that. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they snubbed her coming out of high school?
Well, I would think most kids... If they play, they won it. Like, UConn be high on their list. That's their dream school, right?
Jason,
how was UConn not recruiting her? Maybe is she kind of a late bloomer?
I thought she was like all state. She was amazing in high school, wasn't she?
I would have thought
like,
so.
She was a high school stud.
Maybe because they had Beckers. But UConn gets every high school stud, right? They get every state stud if they want them.
Might have been just they had Beckers.
They also had Azzy Fudd, who's local kid. Yeah. Was coming out. She was probably the best high school player coming out.
Is that the one from St. John's or whatever?
Yeah, but she's had two major knee injuries.
Here's the story. According to ESPN's Wright Thompson, as Clark dominated during her high school days with Dowling Catholic High School in Iowa, she understandably had aspirations of at least being evaluated, let alone recruited, by Oriyama's historically successful program. But for as much as Clark had hoped UConn would at least take a look at her game, it appears Oriyama really never gave her an earnest thought in those days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her over's 33.5 tonight. Boop! Going over that.
Click it.
That's the first of my Caitlin Clark parlay.
What's does it have Becker's?
I have to scroll down to see. Yeah, Becker's number's 26 and a hook.
Wow. Okay. Well, Cakes, you should be interested in it, especially if you're going to have cash on it.
I will. I'm not going to put a lot of cash on it, but I will dabble. There'll be some dabbling.
All right. Flip over. You're watching the Caps Hurricanes game tonight, right?
That's true.
Commercial breaks later on. Flip over.
I could be convinced to do that. Sure.
Hmm. Well, then of course tomorrow you got the men playing NC State Purdue. They tip at around 6:10. They're playing out there in State Farm Stadium. State Farm Stadium is where the Cardinals play.
Yeah.
That's a big ass stadium.
How far is Glendale from Phoenix proper? A drab T-shirt, Arizona expert.
It's about 20 minutes west of this downtown.
Nothing.
Very good.
Right there.
Maybe a little farther, but it's
in
out
my
there.
In my worldwide travels, I think my only exposure to Arizona airport layover Phoenix.
Think that's
how you guys went to the Super Bowl.
Not in Arizona.
No. I actually didn't. No, I've been to Arizona a million times, but I would always go to Tucson.
We've drawn some pretty poor Super Bowl cities if you look at the totality of it. We went to Atlanta. There was an ice storm.
Yep.
Went to Dallas. They got hit with a snowstorm. Didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a Tampa.
We went to Detroit.
Yep.
Went to really
Miami.
Good ones,
Miami.
Tampa,
Miami.
San Diego. Yeah. So we're batting about 500.
Is that all? Is that the only one?
I think he about nailed it.
I think that's about it.
I think he got them all.
We didn't go to
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah. So we've been to 7.
Sounds about right.
I thought it was more than that.
Yep.
All right. So NC State Purdue first game. These games are on TBS.
By the way, did you see the turnout for the DJs when they did an appearance at a Raleigh Applebee's?
Yeah, it was rocking.
I mean, there were like a billion people there.
Really?
Oh, there were people like climbing the trees outside just to get a glimpse inside the restaurant to see them.
They see the radio guys?
No, to see the guy. No, the DJs.
DJ Burns.
DJ Burns and DJ,
DJ okay.
Horn from NC State.
Okay, I was like, the radio guys.
No. The radio guys couldn't draw flies.
Yeah, but that made no sense to me.
The wildly popular guys from the Wolfpack Hoops team. They were packing them in.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Packing them in at the Applebee's.
Jason, I did put up the Scotty's Vodka Junkies poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. And it's, which side are you more interested in? You went through all the games, women's side or men's side. This is the first. I would say I'm more interested in the women's side.
Well,
never before.
You just put it up?
Just put it up.
Right.
I'm kind of more interested on the men's now. Just with the Purdue-NC State match.
Right. And of course, Bama UConn second game.
Hey,
was the Final Four on cable or on a network last year?
I think it's always on the mothership.
No, they
right?
Switch off.
No, they switch because you would expect them to be on CBS.
I think
it's on CBS.
It's a horrible idea.
Should always be on CBS.
Should always the Final Four and the final game should
all be on CBS.
It shouldn't matter
on
that much.
The big one.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
I know we've been raised that it matters. But everyone's got some sort of cable or some sort of package they have.
I know, it's
I'm
strange.
I'm an old network snob.
Network.
Because I'm old. Network TV always, like, for sports,
I
always trounces
totally agree.
The TBSs, the TNTs.
I know,
the,
I agree, the, but we
God
all
forbid,
have both channels.
God forbid you're on True TV. Okay, True TV is the domain of playing games and, yeah. Like, the worst crime documentaries
don't
you've ever
seen. Don't
they
put them on the CW sometimes, too, or no?
I don't
CW.
Think so. I don't think
no,
CW
am I
is
crazy?
In the mix.
Okay.
Hey, who's on the call? Is it
Iron Eagle.
Grand Hill, yeah, Iron Eagle, Hill. And yeah. Raftery.
Is Iron Eagle 4 feet tall? He looks pretty short.
I don't think he's very tall.
Yeah.
I think one of the yesterday was media day, and Edie was praising DJ Burns, right?
Because
they're all separate.
Sure.
Edie was like, I think the way they treat this guy is kind of wrong. They treat him like a sideshow. This guy's a really good basketball player.
He's right.
And then they asked DJ Burns what he thought of Edie, and he goes, this guy, he hasn't faced anybody like me. I'm going to be scoring on him. He's going to have a big challenge in front of him.
He was being nice, and the other guy's being competitive.
Well, there you go. And Edie heard that.
Burns is reading his press clippings.
I kind of do feel bad for Edie. Like, Edie, like, everywhere he goes, people just gawk at him and point at him. Like, he's just a physical oddity. Mm-hmm. When you're 7'4", you can't go anywhere without people pointing.
You can't holler at a chick at a frat party.
Yeah, you can't fly into the
radar
ever.
Did you see the latest picture of him at a bar with the smoke show?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he just knocking down everything
he's got
over there?
He was in Chicago. He's at a bar with a bucket hat on. It looks like he's going to do fly fishing. I'm dead serious.
Waders.
Yeah, not only is he 7'6", he's got a bucket hat on.
He's going to go trout fishing.
Yeah, it looks like the free like Miller Lite Oreo giveaway orange hats.
Yeah.
Not a good look. Although the chick he's with is a 20.
I think he's proving it doesn't matter, right, with him.
Yeah.
How big's his nose?
Yeah, go it's measure his nose.
It's got to be enormous.
Yeah. All right, so in baseball,
it's gotta be.
Bad night for the locals. Cap, we already touched on that. Baseball, bad day for the Nats. JoJo Gray wasn't good again. He's now 0-2, ERA of 14.
He's an average pitcher.
No.
He's worse than average.
All-star, I'm just saying he's an average pitcher.
Well, he doesn't throw the ball hard. He just relies on location and, you know, and his ball movement. And
hey, maybe
yesterday, man, first of all, he couldn't hit the strike zone early. And then he's just throwing meatballs.
Maybe he took Rizzo's sign that he put up all over spring training to heart. Nobody cares how hard you throw a ball for.
So he's throwing.
And he's just taking that into account for all of his pitches.
But you mentioned the only positive for the Caps last night was Ovi scoring.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
The positive last night for the Nats, CJ Abrams hit another dinger. Two more hits.
He's
a stud.
Yeah.
But they lost 7-4, so they are now 2-4. The Pirates are 6-1. The Nats will play here this weekend against
the Phils.
The Phils are in town.
Phils are coming back.
So the schedule today is interesting for a Friday. There are 1, 2, 3 early games. So Blue Jays are playing the Yankees at 1:05. A's play the Tigers at 1:10. Dodgers Cubs at 2:20. Usually on a Friday, you're playing. You know, those are all night games, but maybe there's weather.
Orioles play at 4.
Orioles play a 4:00 game against the Pirates.
I think it's because didn't MLB put in some sort of rule or that teams need to play before like 7:00 during like for X amount of games?
Maybe.
During
I don't
know. The season. I think they instituted a new rule.
It's interesting.
By the way, Valdez back on Twitter, like in full force, was tweeting again about his Orioles frustrations.
I'm glad he is.
He retired from Twitter. I'm just saying that he's been voicing his discontent about the Orioles having the guys up from the minors.
I've seen it. I'm going to be a Norfolk Tide fan because
that's where all your guys are.
Because that's where all the guys I'm rooting for are.
Right.
I'm a Norfolk Tide guy.
You'll make a road trip down this summer, see a game or two.
Well, by the summer, a lot of these guys will be up.
That's a good point.
Maybe not.
Are there any studs with the Bay Sox that are
No, I'm bitter. I am bitter though because I missed the opportunity to see Jackson Holliday in person,
with the Bay Sox.
30, 40 minutes away.
Yeah,
Bowie.
Yeah,
that would have been slept on it.
Well, they had Gunner. They had Adley Rutschman. All those guys played for the Bay
Grayson.
Sox.
Grayson,
yeah,
and Grayson's pitching today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they all run through Bowie.
all right, so last but not least, you know, we've been talking about the Rashee Rice stuff.
Did he ever come out yet and talk publicly? It's still that dumb statement.
Just the statement.
His lawyer talks
a lot. His lawyer talked yesterday.
Yeah, that statement kills me.
The lawyer basically said, all right, well, he was driving the Lamborghini. You've seen the video, Lamborghini and the Corvette.
Yeah.
Lamborghini was actually out in front and actually was the first to hit another car, I think, the Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm. It actually looked like most of my commutes home on the on 295 in D.C. It looked
basically
eerily reminiscent of that.
He basically said, look, Rice, he's a young kid. He made a mistake. He's a stupid young kid who made almost a grave mistake.
Right.
I think that he's probably right. But the kid needs to go out there and own it.
I agree.
But he
needs to be penalized.
Real contrition, of course. But also real contrition and real remorse. If you want to get that, you know, get the fans behind you.
I saw a lawyer predict 2 to 10 years.
Really?
My dad will get that, but.
I mean, nobody died, right? Nobody died.
But it's drag racing, and I think there were injuries.
Okay. There were definitely injuries.
Two people that went to the hospital.
Yeah. His lawyer said he's going to do everything in his power to bring their life back to as normal as possible in terms of injuries, in terms of property damage.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Mm-hmm.
So that's code for he's going to pay a lot of money to hopefully make this go away and not do any jail time.
I just still think it's just so strange that these guys, you know, they cause these accidents and then they get out of the car on basically the beltway.
Right.
And they start walking up the street.
Right. And everybody has a camera.
Everybody's got a camera.
Cam.
They're asking them if they're okay. Right. And then, of course, they're not talking and they just leave the scene.
All right.
Well, probably because he didn't want to breathalyzer at the time.
I'm sure that has something to do with
it. Because there's definitely video of him at a bar before.
I'm sure that had something to do with it. But look, he's not happy and he's going to have some serious repercussions here, I'm guessing, in the next few weeks. So there we go. Big game for the Caps tonight, but they're playing Carolina, who's one of the best home records in the league. And we're hearing that Darcy tweaked something in practice.
Oh, so that's why they called up Hunter.
Week.
Yeah. Yes.
So he may not. Hunter may play.
He could. I guess if Carberry wants to give
Carberry, he might just say
Chuck rest.
We gotta give you a rest. We gotta go with the
might
young
toss
guy.
The keys to Hunter Shepherd.
Yeah.
Try to catch lightning in a bottle. That's literally what you're trying to do.
There's a lot of hoping for the best going on.
When he came up, did he get a dub?
I'd have to look at his game logs. I can't remember. I think he might have gotten
a win. I feel like he might have gotten one dub.
I think he did.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he played a bunch.
He needs to get one tonight. He's got between
two.
The pipes.
He got two.
Two,
dubs.
One, and one.
Ah, good for him.
All right.
With a 3.19 goals against average in his four games.
And what is Darcy's goal?
Darcy's goals against, I want to say, is about 3.2, 3.3-ish.
Similar, play the kid.
Chucky's before lately was around 2.7, 2.8.
Yeah. He's not really a kid.
I mean, okay.
He's 28.
Journeyman.
Yes.
Kid to us.
Yeah. Yes.
I could easily be his dad.
Almost everybody's a kid to us.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. You want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines? 800-636-1067 is the number. You can always text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Here on the Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.